Shir number 30, continuing in Parak Gimel of Shar Bitachain. And we're up to Atznai Ashlishi, as the Chavis HaLevavos reviews the seven Tznaim necessary for a Beiteach. Atznai Ashlishi, Shabiris Baruch Hu Chazag Yoser Mikol HaChazokim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than any other power. V'Avtachasoi, and his promise, V'Tzivuyov, and his command, him kayomim v'yatzivim yoyser mikol avtoches v'atzivuyim. They are things that are permanent and eternal in a way more than anyone else, any other power in the world. Vein mi sheyochel levatos achlatosai, and there is no one who could stop or be mevatel, stand in his way to nullify his decisions. K'ma shekosev kol asher chofet Hashem osa. V'nemar ken yeh devori asher yeitzi mipi lo yoshuv elei reikom ki ma'aso es asher chafatzti. This is the pasuk we say when we lay in the Haftarah of Dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi on a tiny sibur. We say, ken yeh devori asher yeitzi mipi lo yoshuv elei reikom. Everything that comes out of my mouth, says Hashem, doesn't go empty. Ki masos asher chavatzti. So that's the third tonight, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than any other powers, and nothing could stop what he decides. Hatznai haravi, the fourth tonight, and in the earlier parak, there was a little bit of a different order to the tonight. The Mefarshim say there's no special kavana for the Chayvus HaLevavos changing the order, because they're all necessary and integral. Hatznai haravi, the fourth tznai, Shabari yisvarach mashkiach hakol hanhogais al hanhogais kol b'nei adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and is involved in everything that's happening to a person who loy mesiach es daitoy mehem v'loy misale mehem. He doesn't take his mind off of them. He doesn't ignore them. Nothing is hidden from him. V'loy nister mimenu af dover mehen. Bad mehadover hakatan biyoyser, valadover hagadol biyoyser. Down to the smallest, minute detail of this world, unto the greatest and biggest details of this world, Hashem sees everything. V'tirdasei b'davarecha leibashkicha mimenu davaracher. And unlike a human being, where he gets involved in one thing and becomes distracted from the other things, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Just because he's involved in one thing doesn't make it that he forgets or is less involved in something else. K'moisha Kosov, like the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Lama Soymer Yaakov Usadaber Yisrael. Why is Klal Yisrael talking like this? Nistira Darki Me Hashem U'me'alekai Mishpoti Yavar. Klal Yisrael says, my ways have been hidden from Hashem. Hashem is not Mashkiach Aleinu. We have so many tzaras that we're suffering. What's happening? There's judgment here for people who have done evil to me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seem to be doing anything. However, the pasuk continues and says, don't say that. Hashem is the God of the world. He has created the edges of this world. He never gets tired, he never gets worn out. And if you're going to ask the question, if that's true, so what's the answer to our question? Why is it that we're going through so many tzaras and galus? Why is it that it doesn't seem that Hashem is judging for us and taking revenge for us and helping us out? Answers the pasuk, Ein cheker lutfunasei. This is not something that we could understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and we don't understand what's happening. That's part of bitachin, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved at every moment. There's nothing else, and just because he's involved in one task doesn't take away from the fact that he's still involved in every other task. There's nothing that could distract him from anything, because that's the power of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And since that is true, that gufa is the answer to our question. If we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meitiv, and he has the power to do everything, and he's involved and knows what's going on, then we have to come to the conclusion that we don't understand why he's doing it. But we know We may not understand, but we know it's kula for our taif. Hatnaya chamishihu, what's the fifth trait, the fifth condition? Sheyamin shafechar mi'abruim en biyadu lo lohayo v'lo lahazik. Person has to believe that no creation, no human being, has the power to help anyone or to hurt anyone. Lo la'atzmei v'lo la'acherim. Not for himself, not to you, not to anyone else. Kim b'rshus ha'boiri yisparach. Anything that happens, whether it's l'tayiv or l'rav, a person, is only coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Nikach dugma mi'evet sheyesh lo kama adonim. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, we're going to take a mashal from an eved, a slave that has many masters. Im kol echad me'am yochel lo'heloi b'midah shava. Let's say all of them are able to benefit and help him exactly the same. Oz yef shor lo'i liftoich rak al echad me'am. He doesn't just rely on only one of them. They all equally could provide for him. So he's equally relying on all of them. There's no reason to rely on one more than the other. Adaraba, he has more confidence in the numbers. He could rely on all of them. What happens if one of the masters actually could do more than the others? Then, vis-a-vis how much power, extra power, that master has, he'll rely on him more. He relies on the others as well, but he'll start gravitating towards that one for the extra power that he has. But if we take it to the extreme that none of the other masters could do anything, they can't help, they can't hurt, they can't do anything, there's only one who has that power, then he has no choice but to rely on that adon, because he doesn't plan on getting anything from the others, because the others do not have the power to do it. And the same thing is negea to bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashir yargish ha'adam, when a person is able to feel she'af echad me'anivroam lo'yochel lo'el la'azik lo'y rak b'shus ha'bari yisparach, that no one could help him and no one could hurt him unless the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives them that ability, gives them that ability to do it. He's going to stop being afraid of them, and he's going to stop hoping for their help, because they're just the puppets. He can't do anything without the reshus of the Rebbeinu. He can't do anything to help you, so why are you relying on him? You have to rely on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And yes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has many shluchim. However, you don't rely on the shliach. You rely on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that is the fifth tnai. You have to believe that any ability anyone has to help or to hurt the person, chas v'shalom, is only because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given him that ability, has given him that reshus. And therefore, when one has to have some type of bitachain, or have bitachain in the help, or chas v'shalom in the hurt, in the hezek, it all goes directly back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.